presented by the Freedom to Vote Alliance.
Hey, good morning, playbookers. I'm Rogan Linavolin. It's Tuesday, and as President Joe Biden heads to Atlanta, what's next for voting rights? This is your Politico Playbook Daily Briefing. Plenty going on back in D.C., but the big news today comes from Atlanta. Democratic leaders hope to spend the week before Martin Luther King Jr. Day presenting a united front for voting rights legislation and blasting Republicans as undemocratic, but multiple high-profile voting rights leaders are planning to skip President Joe Biden's speech on the matter in Atlanta today, dismissing the address as too little, too late. Stacey Abrams won't be there either, but she cited a scheduling conflict. At the same time, Democrats are facing growing doubts within their own ranks about nixing the filibuster to pass the voting bills. Politico's Burgess Everett reports that Senator Mark Kelly is undecided, while Senator John Tester admits he's not crazy about a filibuster carve-out. That's aside from Senators Joe Manchin and Kyrsten Sinema's long-stated opposition. When it comes to what President Joe Biden will say today, look for him to crank up the heat on the party's voting push, calling the next few days, quote, a turning point in this nation. Biden, whose support for the filibuster has softened since taking office, is also expected to reiterate that he backs, quote, changing the Senate rules to ensure it can work again. For a longer preview of President Joe Biden's speech tonight, check out today's playbook at politico.com/playbook. Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer and Minority Leader Mitch McConnell spent Monday night trading shots on the Senate floor over the filibuster. Then late Monday night, the GOP leader escalated the war by vowing to force votes on a dozen GOP bills on sanctuary cities, vaccine mandates, and more if Democrats lower the chamber's 60-vote threshold. All of the bills, we're told, have the backing of all 50 Senate Republicans. That means they would only need one Democrat to pass. The idea was to show Schumer that two can play this game, but late Monday night, Schumer moved to call up all of the GOP bills, plus the Democrats' two voting proposals, and pass them at a majority threshold. McConnell, of course, objected. For what it's worth, the partisan sparring will continue today. Senator Joni Ernst, the vice chair of the Senate GOP conference, and at least 20 other Republicans will speak on the Senate floor against nuking the filibuster. Here's what's up in Washington today, starting with the White House. At 9:30 a.m. Eastern, President Joe Biden will receive the president's daily brief. At 10:40, Biden will depart the White House to head to Atlanta, where he's scheduled to arrive at 12:45. At 2:40, Biden and Vice President Kamala Harris will participate in a wreath laying at the crypt of Martin Luther King Jr. and Coretta Scott King. At 3 p.m., Biden and Harris will visit the historic Ebenezer Baptist Church. And at 3:50, Biden and Harris will deliver remarks on voting rights legislation at the Atlanta University Center Consortium. Biden will depart Atlanta to head back to the White House at 6:15, scheduled to arrive at 8:05. Press Secretary Jen Psaki will gaggle aboard Air Force One on the way to Atlanta. The House will meet at 10 a.m. The Senate is in today with a recess from 12:30 to 2:15 for weekly conference meetings. The Banking Committee will hold a confirmation hearing on Fed Chair Jerome Powell's nomination for another term at 10 a.m. CDC Director Rochelle Walensky, Anthony Fauci, Acting FDA Commissioner Janet Woodcock, and Don O'Connell in HHS will testify before the HELP Committee about new coronavirus variants at 10 a.m. All right, that's all I've got for you today. For more news on what's breaking in D.C. right now, subscribe to the Playbook newsletter. That's at politico.com/playbook. Our music is composed by the mysterious Breakmaster Cylinder. I'm Raghu Manavol, and have a great Tuesday. We'll see you first thing tomorrow morning.
The Freedom to Vote Alliance is a nonpartisan group of business and civic leaders deeply concerned about our democracy. Many states are implementing measures to restrict our freedom to vote. That's a dangerous path. Our economy depends on the certainty of a stable, thriving democracy. Most Americans support legislation protecting the freedom to vote, but outdated Senate rules are stalling its passage. It's time to change these rules and save our democracy and economy. Join us at www.freedomtovotealliance.com.